Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are looking forward to getting back into our studio inside Renaissance Bank sometime in the near future, hopefully. In the meantime, folks, the good bankers at Renaissance are hard at work on PPP second round. And if you're tired of the 1-800 numbers, the computer-generated voices, the way that some big banks do business, not all of them, we're not throwing them all under the bus, but there are a few notables out there that really just don't want to have to deal with small business. And if you find your bank, if that's the situation with your bank, my suggestion to you is go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, and give them a call. And what you will find is the local office actually answers the phone. Imagine that. And they'll be happy to set up an appointment with you and talk over what your needs are and see if it's a fit. Renaissance big enough to handle most everything you can throw at them in terms of your needs, small enough to do it in a personal way and in a caring way. And I know that personally. So check them out, Renaissance Bank at renaissancebank.com. Understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Ron White. And Ron is with Express Employment Professionals. Ron, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about you and Express Employment Professionals. How are you serving folks out there?
Well, we serve folks in a number of ways. For the small to mid-sized company, we help them find the employees that really will make a difference in their business. And we do that in the most expedient way. And we not only lock up the individuals from a technical skill perspective, but more importantly, we make sure they fit from a cultural perspective, what the culture of the business that, that our customers are doing. And that we find is the kind of the magic dust, so to speak, that makes both the employer and the employee have a pretty good marriage right from the start.
Now, Are you a recruiting firm, a staffing firm, both? Maybe you can explain the difference for those that don't know.
Yes, we actually are both.
Okay.
For a lot of customers, we provide staffing services, particularly in our light industrial space. Customers will come to us. The current situation with COVID is a prime example. A lot of small businesses either had to shut their doors or temporarily close them and are now finding themselves at a need to come back as Atlanta starts opening back up again, business starts opening back up again. The same guys that used to work for them are no longer available because they've had to move on to other jobs. So they asked us to help them build back their staff. So we're in that case, we're staffing for customers on a large scale. On the other hand, there's an attorney that works out in Smyrna that specializes in a particular field of law, and she needed somebody that understood exactly what was involved with that particular discipline and could really make an impact to her business. So she's a small, single-focused attorney compared to a large light industrial customer, so they both have needs, and that case of the attorney, we have to go very specific to their needs and meet both the technical as well as the personality match.
So let me make sure I've got this right. So when you're involved in recruiting, you're basically out finding a great candidate for someone to hire permanently, right? And yes. Staffing is that more of a temporary situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
They need to have a number of people in a small amount of time.
Okay. Got it. And you handle both of those, as you said, for a wide variety of companies, large and small. So,
yes.
Okay. So, Let's talk about you. And I noticed that Express Employment Professionals is a national franchise organization. I'm always interested in, you know, of all the things you could have jumped into, you know, why this organization, what attracted you to it versus all the other opportunities that you had when you got into your own business.
Well, I was actually contacted by a franchise broker early on. I had worked for Dell for a number of years and was getting ready to move on. And he said, let me speak to you about an opportunity. So he presented both this one as well as another one that was more technology focused. And I went and I evaluated both companies. And I asked each company one very prime question. I said, I ran divisions for a number of companies, big divisions, and it's easy when you have somebody else's checkbook that you can run the company by. But when it's your own checkbook, what can you do to ensure that I'm successful? Because every dollar that comes out is a dollar from my pocket or my kids' table, food table. So both companies answered the question adequately. But the Express went above and beyond and their response to that question. And that's why I'm here today.
That's great. Because not all franchise organizations are like that, for sure. So it's great that you've had that experience with Express.
Yes. Express is, they're a good company, good franchise. They have a lot of the processes together. They've got a lot of the infrastructure that you need to be successful together. So with them, really, you have a playbook and you follow the playbook. With a lot of the other franchise opportunities I saw, the playbook was being developed by you and 50 other guys at the same time. So that's what I stay away from.
Yeah, that's called building the plane while you fly it. That's not a good thing to be, right? So, yeah. Folks, we're here chatting with Ron White, and Ron is president of the local Express Employment Professionals franchise here in the Atlanta area. Ron, talk about the advantages of being a local franchise backed by a national organization as opposed to just being an independent recruiting and staffing firm. I would think one of those is simply you kind of alluded to it, the tools of helping ensure that you make good fits, good employee fits. And I would imagine they bring a lot of that to the table.
Yes. It's the thing I always say, I have the best of both worlds, because my competitors are both small and large, both corporate and individual. So for those type of environments where it's a mom and pop sort of organization, I am able to sell my customers both the comfort and assurance that this is more than just me behind this. There's a big 800-pound gorilla behind it. And I will guarantee with that 800-pound gorilla that we're going to deliver what I said. On the other hand, competing against the bigger guys, the national guys, I also have the luxury that a lot of times you're talking to a salesperson, strictly a salesperson. So they're going to make you the best deal that they can make you in the guidelines of their corporate, what corporate tells them they have to do. On a different customer, I can go and say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z for you. And the reason I can say that is because I am going to do that. I own this business. I own this commitment. So that's my word. And we're going to back that up. So it plays on both sides of the fence very well.
That's great. So I guess talk a little bit about just why you like running your own company at this point. I mean, and particularly, I can't imagine that the last 12 months haven't been a little rocky for the industry that you're in. Talk a little bit about the successes and the travails of running your own company.
Well, You're absolutely right. The last 12 months have not been for the faint of heart. Certainly back in the earlier part of the spring of last year, I was really regretting that decision to leave Dell. But on the other hand, going through what we've went through with COVID certainly had us become more nimble, become more creative, apply different services that we had not even thought were possible at before COVID. So, for instance, most of our work has been for on-premise resources. Because of COVID, there was no on-premise, so a lot of offices needed to go remote. Actually, we have a customer, as a result of going remote, it's not actually in the Atlanta area, they're up in Pennsylvania now. And we're providing them some service desk, help desk type of resources, call center resources for their business. 9 months ago, I wouldn't even thought that was possible. But because of the shift in how we all have to adjust to the new business climate, a lot of things that weren't possible are now possible. For another customer that's in Atlanta that, because of COVID restrictions, did not want to have people come back to their office, we provide them with remote admin support. So it's causing us to think outside the box and operate in a little bit different sphere of thought now.
Yeah, that is quite interesting. And I'll just to follow on that, given how do you see your the work you're doing evolve as companies continue to do their own evolution that in some cases is forced upon them? to have a remote workforce that may end up being somewhat permanent, right? I mean, how does that work for your business?
Well, we spend a lot more time with the remote work, quite honestly, vetting the person, because you really get beyond the two main points, which were technical skills and personality. But now you've got another element called integrity. Because when you're working remote, it's not everybody can work remote, as we all know. So you've got that third knob, you've got to pull on that. You've got to ask questions. You've got to keep asking questions to make sure that you've got a person of integrity. Because sitting at home, you don't want I'm sure you've seen the commercials. The person is sitting at home eating bonbons and talking on the phone to their team and really not doing a lot of work. So you've got to really make sure that the person is dedicated to what they're going to do. At home is just your office is at home, and that really should be all that you're thinking about. And the follow-through and the same things that the person that would be on site, that same follow-through and same quality.
Folks, we're chatting with Ron White, and Ron is president of Express Employment Professionals here in the Atlanta area. Ron, let's talk. Well, I guess just following on that what you just said, I can see how some businesses, particularly smaller businesses that like to pinch pennies, like to think they can just do it themselves. Oh, there's a lot of people out of work and that kind of thing. But what you're talking about here is a real value add in terms of being able to vet the right candidates in a remote working environment. That's so important.
Yes, yeah, it is. So we vet them both on the environment in this particular case, make sure they have the right technical elements as far as equipment to be able to support what's needed. We vet them on their background, because with this particular situation, the client will be shipping some equipment. So all those checks to make sure that the person is good with Uncle Sam, good get with the criminal justice system and get with their previous work experience is paramount, is very important. And then we always still go by the same model that when we are placing people or putting them in a job, our model here is to find you the right home, that you're not going to a job, you're going to a career. So we still focus on people that are more interested in having a career than per se than having a job. Having a job is a very temporary mindset. Having a career or somewhere you can go and call home and build some value behind it is the kind of person that we're looking for.
Now, you mentioned light industrial. You mentioned a one person law firm. I mean, there's quite a gap in there. I mean, let's talk about the kinds of clients that you work with, either, you know, by industry and by size. Let's flesh that out a little more.
Well, we work with our primary ones are legal. We do a lot of work with legal. We're very good at staffing administratively for a legal office, whether that's a practice manager, a legal assistant, an office manager, paralegal, receptionist. We're very good at those. We also do work in the financial services industry. We've found CPAs for people. We've found financial analysts, bookkeepers. I forget the other one. But and then we do well in light industrial. I like industrial. I equate that to going to Wendy's versus going to a good steakhouse. At the end of the day, you're both going to have meat. You're going to have beef, but there's a different quality of beef.
Yeah. Gotcha. And so I'm a business owner. I've got some, position I need you to recruit for. Talk to me about how the process works. How an engagement with you works.
Well, I would call up, make an appointment, come see you. We would go over the technical aspects of what you're looking for. And then I'm going to ask you some questions about your company and about your environment. And I'm likely going to ask you to have access to some people that work in your environment. And the reason I do that is because I want to get a kind of a 360 view of who you are as a company. And that's really important these days, because before it, and here's another shift that's happened as a result of COVID. Before COVID, it really was an employer-driven kind of world, even though resources were tight. Since COVID, people are really looking at themselves much differently. They see a value in who they are and what they bring to the table. So it's actually the employee doing as much shopping for the right opportunity as the employer looking for the right employee. So there's been a shift. So us understanding your environment, we paint a picture for your potential employee. They have a good understanding before they come in and have an interview with you, who you are, what you're about, what's important to you, what your values are. Those are the things that are really going to make the match, so to speak, really stick.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I know it's different for different sectors, different industries, but how long does it take to get together a good pool of candidates for a business owner to assess and then to finally make that hire? I mean, what's the timetable generally?
Right now, I would say it's running about, 5 to 8 days.
Wow.
Get some candidates. There are a lot of candidates out there, but you really have to go through a lot, sift through a lot to get to the two or three that really will make an impact on your customer's business that you feel good about. You feel good about presenting them, and the customer feels good about doing the interviews. Mm. That's a win-win situation we try to strive for.
Ron, something tells me your business in your industry is really a something of a pretty strong indicator toward economic activity. Generally, for the rest of us to look at, you're a little bit of a canary in the coal mine, as the old saying goes, right? Yes. So we're very interested to hear about what your outlook for 2021 is.
Well, our outlook is very good. In what we're seeing so far in our numbers for the first month is very good. We're over where we were, and this is before COVID. If everybody can remember, a year ago in January, we really weren't talking about COVID. So we're up, I think, about 12% year over year for the month of January.
Look at you. Wow.
We have a very good 2021. I think with the vaccine that's out there now, and as that continues to roll out to the general population, you're going to see more and more people opening their doors up, more and more opportunities coming back to the people of Atlanta. And we certainly hope to take advantage of helping those people find the right staff for their needs.
That's awesome. Ron White's been with us, folks. Express Employment Professionals. Ron, this has been great. And you've been terrific. And something tells me there's some folks out there that may want to get in touch with you. So let's answer that most important question is, how can folks be in touch?
My email address is ron.white@expresspros.com. You can always reach me by phone. It's 678-515-3799. Or you can go on our website at expresspros.com/AtlantaMidtownGA.
Awesome. Ron White, Express Employment Professionals. Ron, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed this.
It's a great pleasure. Folks, if you've got some more temporary needs where you need like a virtual assistant, where you need you know, somebody that's works as on a contracting basis and they work virtually, I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo. 770-442-9246 is her number. Or if you're shy, go to officeangels.us and check her out first. But my suggestion is just call her and explain what your problem is. And she's got angels that'll fly in, get the job done, and they'll fly out. And they'll do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And kind of get you over the hump of things that you shouldn't be working on as a business owner that you know you need to get off your plate. Get to know Essie, give her a call. I use her services, and I'm glad I do, and she's helpful for me, and I know she will be for you. Folks, we would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe. You can find the show searching North Fulton Business Radio on any of your favorite apps, and we would also love it if you would give us a 5-star review, because it helps people find the show. And it's not about me, it's not about Business Radio X, it's about our guest, great professionals like Ron, and the folks out there that are searching for them and their services. So we would love it if you would help out our guest in that way. And also, if we'd love it if you would connect with us on social media. We're at North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and probably some other things I don't know. So check us out there as well. So for my guest, Ron White, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.